Super proud of the effort. I told the guys, you could see it starting to come. We were getting closer in the Albany game. We just couldn't finish it out. Tonight we had a breakthrough, especially defensively, and just super proud of the guys. And the other thing is, like, we played everybody. We said, hey, trying to figure out who not to play is it's really difficult. So we just played everybody, and this is not going to be an easy task. But I think our strength is in our numbers, and we just got to keep going at people and play as many bodies as we need to play, because you just never know who's going to step up and help you. I mean, Palacios made threes, especially in the first half, and Mike McNair came in and he hadn't played, and he played great in the minutes that he was in. So, we were plus 26 when Mike McNair was on the floor. We were plus 27 when Mathai Baptiste is on the floor. It's gonna be interesting. I think it's gonna end up being like the box score was today, just a lot of guys contributing.
Obviously, a game of runs today. How are you guys able to take that 15-0 run, kind of a punch from Sacred Heart, and then answer back?
Yeah, I thought, again, it was, I don't remember who was in the game at that time when we bounced back, but we were just trying to keep fresh bodies in the game. That was the whole thing, and I thought we were able to kind of just be a little fresher because we were able to play, a few more guys. They play a lot of guys too, but I thought we were able to play maybe a few more guys. Like, they played Sobel 29, Riley 29, McGee 24, Carpenter 28, Gallet 24, and the only Miles Brewster played the most at 25, and Kai played 24. And I just thought we were able to kind of put a few more fresher bodies, and then as the game wore on, we were able to kind of just take some punches, and then we were able to give more punches because we were a little fresher.
Yeah, you guys definitely had that dominated the second half. Towards the end of the first half, you had called a timeout and kind of had them huddled together, and then they were able to take the lead towards the end of that first half. So what was it you kind of instilled in them to continue
Yeah,
to dominate?
I think at that time we were just, we weren't handling their pressure well. Like, they double teamed the post. We kept driving the ball into the corner. So our turnovers, we wanted to cut down on our turnovers at that time. We missed some block out assignments. We screwed up a couple of ball screen assignments, and just trying to refocus them on what the game plan was and what we were trying to do. And then that group that went out there did a good job. I thought Mathai Baptiste played really well. But a lot of guys played well tonight.
Yeah, and then you guys were able to limit their top scorers, Gallet and Thomas, especially them too. How are you guys able to kind of keep them?
Yeah, again, just throwing a lot of different guys out there. Those guys are terrific players. Sobel's a really good player himself. He was 4 for 6. Carpenter was 5 for 10. Gallet was 6 for 13. He still was able to score, but I thought we kind of were able to kind of keep them out of rhythm. Defensively as a group. And I thought that was the whole key, is that, again, playing the number of guys that we played, and trying to keep guys fresh and focused on what we were trying to get done. And we wanted to kind of force, we wanted to double the post ourselves and not give up post opportunities to Sobel, but he's so freaking strong. And then I thought Gallet, he was another guy we wanted to double in the post and make him earn everything he got. And I thought we did a good job of that, but he's a good player. He was able to still shoot close to 50%.
Yeah, and so this was your guys' first road win. What does this win mean for the future of the team?
Yeah, it was a big breakthrough. When you're a young team and you're an inexperienced team, probably more inexperienced than young, you're going to go through some growing pains, on the road at Howard, on the road at Rutgers, on the road at Davidson. Five out of your first seven games are on the road. So you're going to have some growing pains. When I looked at the schedule, I knew it was going to be a very challenging schedule for this group. A lot of it is because of you're going to be on the road a ton. And, just handling all of that is not easy when no one has much experience of going through that. Miles Brewster is really the only guy that's kind of done it with us. And so, that you know, I understood that, and it's hard going through it. And, you know, the guys were getting frustrated. You know, you could tell in the Albany game was the first time I could sense that even when I was talking to them, they were having a hard time focusing because they were frustrated. And then tonight we had a breakthrough, and I think it bodes well, you know, to feel like you're good enough. You know, sometimes you need to win to feel like you're good enough, and you can't just have your coaches telling you got to feel it yourself. And tonight I think they were able to make a breakthrough, and hopefully next time we go on the road that we feel a little more confident that we can get the job done.
Yeah, just my last question. You kind of mentioned it earlier. What's it mean when you can kind of get these solid contributions from pretty much every guy instead of counting on two or three guys to score?
Yeah, I just think that's who we are. I just don't know. I don't really believe we're a team that has a guy that or a couple of guys that are going to carry us. And that might develop, but right now that's not where we are right now. It's about the numbers. It's about trying to really put pressure on people with the number of guys that we can play, trying to keep everybody confident, trying to keep everybody focused. And it's not going to be easy, man. It's not, you know, all these guys came here to play and to contribute. And we just have a lot of guys that are at a similar level in terms of what they understand, what they do. And we've got to be open-minded about giving guys the opportunity to play. And, you know, look, I would love to play 8.5 guys. You know, I would love to lean on a guy like, you know, Javonte and Max Mahoney and Jonas and Walt. You know, I knew those were my core guys, and Soup became one of those guys too. And I just leaned on those guys, you know, and that's easy. This is the hard part. The hard part is going to be who's playing when and who's playing with who. And, you know, that won't be easy, but I do think this is probably, at least tonight, it was the answer, you know, and we'll have to see if it's the answer as we move forward. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Coach.
See you, buddy.